It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie, recorded over the last week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 52. Which means there was 51 other ones. Anyway, let me tell you how this episode of Opinions Matter comes to be. Every day, we broadcast our podcast live on our Facebook page. And every day, we have a daily debate about whatever the issue of the day is. But while the audience is building on Facebook in order to be able to generate phone calls for the phone-in, we sit here in the studio while the audience is building. And myself and Jeremy, myself and Katie, sometimes Jeremy and Katie, sit here in the studio talking the most inane rubbish. And it is that inane rubbish that you are going to hear on this episode. And by the way, it's completely and utterly unedited. We literally take the chunk of audio and throw it into this podcast, which is what you're going to hear. So on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, you'll be hearing about Jeremy's experience of being an altar boy ringing the church bells. Katie and I talk about one of our shared fears. And we ask whether or not you're scared of this too. You may well be. And we talk about people who are professional funeral goers. People who just randomly turn up at funerals for people that they don't even know. That and much more, completely unedited, on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And as I said, this is episode number 52. Let's start, it was sometime last week. How is everybody?
Just wait, hang on a second. It's like the Angelus.
The Angelus?
Yeah, nobody watches the Angelus for the first couple of dongs. You wait until the last few dongs.
Say that again?
Nobody ever watches the whole of the Angelus. Give them a second to come on.
Nobody ever watches the whole of the Angelus.
How many dongs are there in the Angelus? That should be gotten rid of, by the way. Can we do that topic in the podcast?
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Angelus should be gone.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. No place for it in...
Why? What's wrong with it? How's it causing you harm or hurt?
Oh, I'm offended by it. Because we're not a Catholic country. I don't want the Angelus. I better not say that, or people are going to start getting annoyed. They'll be all commented about that topic. Oh, no. Oh, it sounds like back in the 70s. What other country has an Angelus?
I don't know. Google that. Is there any other country that has the Angelus on TV?
Is there? Sorry, Amanda, can you find out as well?
Yeah, please? You can do it. You're well able to. You don't have to get the young one to do everything for you.
Is there any other country that has an Angelus? Yeah?
That has the Angelus on TV?
Like America wouldn't.
No, obviously. Let's see. Is there?
Vatican, probably. Vatican FM. What's the name of the TV station in the Vatican? Oh, it does. Look, the Vatican does.
Yeah. Oh, the Philippines.
Oh, there's a few. Okay, so the Vatican.
There we go. How many bells is there, by the way?
I don't know the answer. I have no idea. I wouldn't have a clue because I never watched the whole thing. So, for FYI, ladies and gentlemen, FYI, here are the countries that have an Angelus. The Vatican City. Now, I'd expect that.
You would expect
it. I'd expect that.
You kind of would, yeah.
If you're going to the Vatican City, there's a reason why you're going, because you're holy, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that where Jesus was born?
The Vatican.
Is that not where Jesus was born?
The Vatican.
Is that not where Jesus... Just repeating the same thing over and over again. Is that where Jesus was born?
He was born in Bethlehem, you fool.
Is that in the Vatican City?
No, it's in Israel, or what is now Israel, or the West Bank, or somewhere like that.
Oh, is that where it is? I always thought he was born in the Vatican City.
So stupid.
That's not stupid. That's the headquarters of the gate.
Then he'd be Italian. I am a Jesus, a Christ.
I break the bread and the wine.
So we'd know, because we know he wasn't Italian.
Well, there you go. Knock me dead.
I'd happily knock you dead.
I went through my whole life.
Yeah, thinking Jesus was an Italian.
Yeah,
I love you.
Well, no, they weren't called Italians back then.
Yeah, but
Romans. They were Romans.
Yeah.
Romans.
They would have spoke like that. No. I break the bread. I break the bread. I bring you the wine.
No, because if you watch that movie, Glad He Ate Her, you know.
Yeah, it's a great one, actually.
Glad He Ate Her.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's one of my favourites, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
The 3D version or just the normal version?
The normal version, yeah.
I have the extended cut of Glad He Ate Her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And if you ever watch Glad He Ate Her,
yeah.
There's no accents like that in Glad He Ate Her.
No, I suppose there aren't, yeah.
Well, genuinely, I thought that Jesus was born in the Vatican City. So why is that the HQ? And by the way, before people start
ring Leo and ask him.
Why are you mocking Catholics? You wouldn't mock Muslims. I'm not mocking anybody. I'm genuinely... Look, there's Derek straight away. As soon as you say anything, you wouldn't mock Muslims. That's what they all say.
He is right.
What?
He is right.
I'm not mocking anybody.
I'd love to know, actually, how
you wouldn't mock Muslims. Why are you saying about Muslims? Now, I will say one thing about the Muslim religion. Stop.
No, say your prayers.
I have to say, and this may...
Many bells is there?
22 and a half.
Many?
22. I was the bell ringer in my parish church.
And you didn't know how many bells you were meant to ring?
No, because the priest was a drinker.
So he didn't read.
It's a very long story. Have I time?
No, not really. So the priest was a drinker. He wouldn't have known whether you rang the right.
When I was an altar boy.
Yeah.
Yes. The priest who looked after the altar boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He never went near you.
Oh, no, he did. It was redacted. What's that called? My name is redacted. Our priest that looked after the altar boys back in the day. Yes. He was a drinker.
Okay.
So, in the morning, I used to do the first mass, which was 8:30 in the morning. So I'd arrive in my little altar boy outfit.
Well, you walked to the church in your altar boy outfit.
No, that's actually true, I did. So it was red. It was a red gown with a white parchment.
You put them on in the church?
No, I never put them on in the church. No.
You're telling me you walk from your house to the church?
My mum and dad wouldn't let me near the priest's tabernacle. They said, don't touch the priest's tabernacle.
But sorry, hang on. You went to mass.
Yes, I used to walk up to mass in my
How were you not beaten to a pulp?
In my garb. You know, I used to wear. So it was the red. It was a red. Just picture this. Close your eyes, everybody. It was a red gown.
Yeah.
Down to your ankles. Safety first.
Yeah, and the white thing on top.
You have to have it right down to the. Don't you?
Come on, anyway.
And a white. Like a doily. You know a doily?
Yeah. I used to wear one myself. I was an altar boy myself.
Happy for you. And I would walk.
But I certainly didn't walk to church.
You know where my family home was.
Yeah.
And you know where the church that I went to was.
It's just down the road.
Yeah, it was literally 5 minutes.
Why did the gear not stay in the church?
Because I told my parents had it. They obviously knew. They always said, don't. It's not the tabernacle. What's the other thing?
The sacristy.
Yeah, they obviously say, don't get changed in the sacristy, get changed here.
But you had to go into the sacristy anyway to go and start the mass.
I know, you don't.
Well, you just rocked up to the altar.
You don't want to be taking off your trousers in the sacristy.
Who takes off trousers?
To get into the garb. The garb.
There was no trouser taking off.
Yes, there wasn't in our church. Jeez, we did it at home. Anyway.
You just put on the garb over your own clothes.
No, you didn't. You had to take off because it was too hot.
Well, then there's something very strange about your church if you had to take your trousers off.
I could write a book on it. Anyway, apart from
there's a whole expose in this.
What's the expose?
I used to have to take my trousers off before I became an altar boy.
Well, I did. That was the rule my parents had. Get changed at home and then walk to church.
So underneath your garb, you were just in your boxers. That's very suspect.
Oh, what's suspect about it? Anyway, the priest that was looking after our the altar boys, was a drinker, a heavy drinker. And I used to do 8:30 mass. So I would have to arrive at 8:00 to herald the people. I had to herald them.
Yeah. You had to wake the priest up, did you?
No, I had to herald the community. That's what the bell is for, to tell the community mass. So were you actually an altar boy because you're a bit of a spoofer?
Well, I never had to go and ring a bell to wake people up.
That's the idea of the bell. It's the same as the Muslim call to prayer. Call to prayer. You're literally calling people to pray. That's the bell goes off. The rules are when you're an altar boy, yeah?
Yeah.
The bell goes off 20 minutes before mass, yeah? So the priest used to say to me, will you ring me bell? Give me bell and I'll
ring.
Ring, yes, yeah. Thank you. You can ring my bell. Who sang that song? Great song. Anyway, I would have to go up into the tower 20 minutes before the mass, and I used to always forget how many rings you'd have to. So you'd be ringing the priest's bell end. Mm-hmm. You'd be at the priest's bell end, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'd say to the priest, can I say his name?
I think it's irrelevant.
He's probably dead now.
He may not be.
Father Thomas. But we never knew if Thomas was his first name or second name.
So can I ask you the question? Is it Thomas that made you take your trousers off when you were being an altar boy?
No, it's my parents.
That's very suspect.
No, it's not.
Do you know how strange that is?
No, it's not strange at all.
Look, even what's the name? James.
James, yeah.
Something very strange about if you were taking your trousers off.
I was taking my trousers off. Okay, you're all getting the wrong end of the stick here.
There is a stick.
I took my clothes. I got changed into my garb. I love that word, by the way. I got changed into my altar garb at home and walked to the church in my altar gear. 20 minutes before time, the priest had shown me up to his bell end.
Yeah.
He literally directed me to, but he was a drinker, Father Thomas. I don't know if Thomas was his first name or last name. I still don't know. And I used to forget how many rings you had to give. And I used to say to Father Thomas in the morning, Father, because that's the way I spoke, probably up until about 5 years ago, actually.
You still do, actually.
Father, how many rings? And you still, he actually sounds like you when you're drunk.
As many as you like.
Just keep doing it. How you doing? Just keep doing it until your arm is sore. And then he got me to ring the bell. So I'd go up into into his tower, yeah? Bong.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
And it's actually a very difficult job to do. Have you ever done?
I did do it, yeah.
And how did you manage the priest bell?
Huh?
How did you get on with the priest bell?
I just pulled it. You have to really pull hard.
Yeah, but you have to leave. This is gold, by the way, guys. If you're ever thinking of becoming an altar boy, you need to know this.
Why are there still altar boys?
I don't know.
Any mass I've seen in the last few years on the L, fellas.
You have to leave 7 seconds between the rings. That is that's the rule from the Vatican. But I don't know if it's a rule in the Vatican. So you have to go. Bong. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Bong. Because every dong has to be the exact gap between them. Is that making sense?
No, none whatsoever.
And then I would walk home. Anita Ward, by the way, sang Ring My Bell.
There she is there.
Yep.
How many dongs are there?
I once got caught with my hand in the priest's tabernacle, by the way.
That's your own business.
That's suspended.
But I'm not surprised if you were wearing no trousers under your altar boy garb.
I don't know why you keep going on about that.
Because I just find it really, really suspect.
Why do priests wear trousers under their garb?
If a priest walks in with his suit on, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, his black... He just chucks the gear on top of that.
Anyway, back to wrap up on this ridiculous conversation. The countries that have the angels on the TV are Vatican. Because you would expect that.
Yeah, you
Jesus
would.
Was not born in the Vatican. He was born in...
Bethlehem.
Where's Bethlehem? Is that the
West
place?
Bank. The West Bank.
Is that where... No way.
What?
But there's Muslims there now. And Jesus was Muslim. How did that come about?
Ring him and ask him.
It's very messy. The Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines are very Catholic. They're very Catholic.
There. Are they?
Oh.
Very, like, what do you mean? Oh, well, have you been there?
No, I haven't, but I've met many Filipinos and they're all very Catholic.
Oh, you have actually, haven't
they're
you?
Catholic with knobs
You've
on.
Met a lot of Filipino
I have.
Women.
Yeah.
Portugal.
Portugal, yeah, another very religious country.
Is it?
Yeah.
Slovakia. The TV is called TV Lux.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, it sounds like a porn channel, actually. They broadcast the Angelus. And Brazil. Now, I didn't know Brazil were Catholics.
Yeah.
Are they?
Of course they are.
Who knew?
The Portuguese.
No. And Germany. Are Germany Catholics?
No, not really, no.
Well, what's their issue?
They're mostly prods.
So is there a Protestant Angelus?
No.
Anyway, there's your little bit of... We should do a podcast all about...
The bongs.
No, all about if you were an altar boy, how did you get on? All joking aside, guys, I was an altar boy for, I think it was 6 years, yeah?
Sorry, Catherine just actually summarised this whole thing. No trousers, bell ends, drinking and bongs. What on earth am I listening to?
Opinions matter, Catherine. Ireland's number one podcast. But our priest, Father Thomas.
Yep.
And he didn't, altar wine is, or altar wine is alcohol free.
Is it?
You can't get drunk on altar wine.
God, Jesus, why did we rob it from the church all those years?
But
me and the lads used to rob it.
Let's just say our priest, was a bit. Things came out.
What?
Things came out.
Oh, he said things that he shouldn't have said.
Stories came out about him. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I always knew that I wasn't his favourite because every Easter, remember, you used to work hard at Easter as an altar boy. Remember on the Wednesday, you'd have to wash the ale man's feet.
Oh, yeah, and then Thursday. And then, yeah.
So if you were an altar boy on the Wednesday of Holy Week, you'd have to wash. They'd line up like this. The infirmed. Isn't that what they were called?
The infirmed?
People who had diseases. Scurvy and fucking. What's the other thing where bits of your body fall off? What's that called? What's the thing called? Lazarus had it. What's it called?
Lazarus had
leprosy. Leprosy.
Right.
So you'd have this 60-year-old.
Can I just ask you, are you around long enough that leprosy was actually in your church?
Well, these lads, and you would have to sit there with a bowl of water and you'd have to clean the old lad's feet. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's horrible.
That, yeah.
And then you'd have to do the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday.
Which is tedious.
Then you'd have to work on Holy Saturday. And then you'd have to ring, you'd have to get the priest bell in on a Sunday for Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So it was a busy week. You were doing a lot of gigs. And our priest used to give us a reward on Easter Sunday.
I'm sure he did.
So he would call you into the sacristy.
To give you a pair of trousers to wear under your garb.
Get over this. You're obsessed with trousers. So he used to give us all Easter eggs. So there was about 22 altar boys in our parish, yeah? And we all used to line up for our Easter eggs. And the first fella would go in and he'd get this huge big Buttons Easter egg and he'd walk and go, look what I'm after getting. Then the other one would go in and he'd get a Yorkie Easter egg and all that. Oh, look, I'm delighted, Yorkie Malteser Easter egg. And I was always the last on the queue. And I'd come out with like the $1.99 in Aldi. He didn't want to impress me at all. You know those Easter eggs that you can get 5 for €2 or something like that?
That's the one you got.
I'd literally arrive home with a tiny little Buttons Easter egg. Don't let your kids become an altar boy. That's the bottom line.
Are there actually any altar servers anymore? They're not called altar boys anymore. They're altar servers. What the girls can do it as well.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Girls can be altar boys.
They can't be altar boys. They can be altar servers.
And do they wear their clothes walking down the road?
Well, I hope they actually wear trousers or something underneath.
I'll talk to my parents about it when I get home and find out why I didn't wear trousers to church.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Would you call yourself a gentleman?
Am I a gentleman?
Yeah.
But in the right company.
Huh.
I'm never a gentleman around you because I can't stand you.
No.
No, I'm only joking.
I think you're...
What? Spit it out there. How are we all today? come here. I've something I want to deal with. I want to deal with this.
Oh God! Do I sound like that? Jesus! Did you shame me in front of me?
I just did. Yeah.
That's dreadful.
You sent that in
horrific.
The other day.
No wonder I'm single.
Jeremy did say that the other day. You sent that in the other day laughing at Jeremy's clobber that he was wearing. He did look like a... What, give me a word. Oh, I'll give you a word.
Oh, God, that's awful.
That was Jeremy's clothing the other
dreadful.
Day. Yeah. And come here, you had an experience today.
Yes.
Which I don't envy you because...
It's a life-changing experience.
When I shared my fear of this thing with my own missus a few months ago...
Michelle says she likes my laugh. Thanks, Michelle.
What?
Oh, dear. That's dreadful. Do I sound like that?
You do.
Oh, that's horrific.
You do. Yeah.
Wow.
That's you, Katie.
I feel sorry for yourself and Jeremy.
Anyway, when I shared with my wife my fear of this thing... That you did this morning.
Yeah.
She told me to man up and get a grip of myself. And you did it this morning.
I did it.
Tell me
like
what you,
a soldier.
Tell me what you did today.
I had an MRI. It really doesn't sound that big when you say it.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You had an MRI, which is, for anyone who's never had one, you lie down.
You lie down in this machine and it's like what you would envision it to be like when you're dead.
In a coffin.
Except you're not in a white tunnel.
Did you have earphones in?
I had headphones in.
Yeah.
I was listening to a radio station. Someone I know actually was on. The topic was not very interesting. It was kind of boring, but it was fine because it was kind of freaking out, so I couldn't
What was the radio station?
Oh, can I say?
Yeah.
Oh, can I actually say?
Oh, can you not?
No, it was Today FM.
Oh.
Yeah, but what I was listening to was boring.
Okay. Sorry about that, Today FM.
Sorry, Today FM. But no, I'm sure it's a lovely station. But it just wasn't doing it for me because I was probably in the middle of freaking out. And I have an awful problem, as you know, Adrian. I cannot stay still.
No, you can't.
I don't do well. My focus and my concentration generally is shit, unless I'm really into something.
Yeah. Well, hang on.
That is horrendous. No, seriously, I'm bad at that. Is that what goes out on air when I laugh?
Yeah, that's literally what went out.
When I laugh. Oh.
Anyway, sorry, you went into an MRI machine today, so that basically means lying down.
Yes.
And then they...
Staying still.
Staying still.
You have to keep redoing it.
Why? Because you weren't staying still?
And the nurse or the doctor, whoever it was, the sonographer, is that what they're called?
Katie. Sonographer is somebody who goes to, does court.
Sonographer.
That's the person who does the
court. Sonographer.
A sonographer, yeah.
How come you're allowed to like, take pictures in court? If I'm ever in court and I'm having a good day, I want to be on, have my photo taken. Oh, I want to have my photo taken if I'm in court for like doing something really bad. How come you're not allowed to take photos in court, but they're allowed to draw people?
I don't actually know.
I'd love to be the person that gets to go in and sit there and draw
anyway,
people.
Anyway, let me go back with you, to your MRI. You, see, you went into the MRI machine this morning and you were shitting yourself because you don't like it. I don't either,
no,
I'll be honest.
No, it's not a nice experience.
And
you had to fast so I couldn't have coffee.
Oh, no. So you have your coffee now. And is that one of the things you fear most?
Oh, one of the things I fear most. No, definitely flying, plummeting to your death from 37,000 feet in a steel box.
Doesn't really happen that often.
But it happens.
When
and then I kept thinking, like, what if I have a metal plate in me that I don't know about? Or, like, I had a film before that's metal. Like, what if my face ends up, like, stuck to the machine because it's magnetic? And they ask you about all these questions before you go in. Now, I had an MRI before, but I kind of forgot how bad it was.
I hate it.
No, it's not nice. It's really not nice.
Now there's Karina, and Karina said, I had an MRI a couple of weeks ago. My whole body wasn't in it, just my foot. And that'd be grand.
Oh, that's grand, because you're still looking out. And yeah. Oh, no, I was right in there. Like, I nearly needed a hard hat and a...
I was right in. The last time I had one, I was right in. And literally all I could see was a little bit of light from... Oh, it was horrible.
But I can't sit still. And then there's the... Like, I'm not claustrophobic usually. But there's just, it's very uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate it. I absolutely hate
it's
it.
But just to have an another awful one now. Experience. Do you know, I would actually genuinely, and this isn't even joking, hand on heart, I'd rather have surgery again before I go for another MRI. I had surgery 3 weeks ago. I'm a brave soldier.
Yeah, you are.
I'm such a brave soldier.
You are.
The scars are amazing, by the way.
What?
The scars are amazing. Do you want to see? No, I won't show you. Ah, Jesus. I'm literally going to delete them. Sake. But the MRI experience, I would have surgery. Surgery's great because you go in and you get a little mask on, you go for a nice little nap. But then, are you okay?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Oh no, what is this? What popped
Sean
up?
Sean has asked a question and Sean is dead right.
No! No, shut. Sean, no! Don't throw me to the wolves like that. That's a horrible thing to do.
Katie, we spent a great deal of money buying our lovely new Opinions Matter coffee mugs. Look, there they are. There it is here. I have one in my hand. Why, let me see, why are you drinking out of an Insomnia one and not our Opinions Matter one? Why?
Well, we've actually been through this. How many times have I told you?
You got one. I gave you one.
You gave me one.
Yeah.
So I want one for show and one for use because I'm afraid if I use one for use that I'll leave it somewhere and forget about it because it's the kind of thing I do. So I want one for show. There's a box there. Just talk to yourself for a second.
Yeah, go and get one out of the box. Yeah, yeah, okay. Come on, off you go. Off you go.
Three.
Yeah. No, you can't have three.
Thank you.
No, you cannot have three. You can have one. Mind that camera there now. Mind the camera. Wait, that's it. Yeah.
Wait.
What are you doing? Oh, you greedy git. She's after robbing three of them. Look. No, I need one here in the studio.
Got like 200.
You can't have four cups. No, you're not having four. You selfish brat.
Can I take Yeah.
I want to see you not drinking out of an Insomnia cup anymore.
Sake.
Yeah, no, mind this paper in there. Look. That's the instructions.
Washed?
That's the instructions on how to use your coffee cup.
Are they washed?
No, I wouldn't use it right now. I'd put it into the washing machine. Before you go.
Oh, do you want me to model it? Be all like, oh, hey.
Sorry, let me see that modelling. Let's see that modelling again.
No, do not even try that.
Oh, dear.
Don't even try that.
Okay, can you get yourself wired up again there, please? Thanks very much. Anyway, Katie has promised that in future she will be using our Opinions Matter.
You want me to model them? Is that it? You want me to, like, lick the side of the cup and all to make it look sexy?
No, Jesus. Do you want to sell them? See, you're doing it without me even playing the tape, though.
No, stop. I'm not laughing anymore. I'm never laughing again. From now on, it's all morbid, sordid, dirty stuff on this show.
There's Magella who said she had an MRI yesterday. It is not for the faint-hearted. I agree, Magella.
I'm just not good with MRIs,
I'll be honest.
No, it's
with
not
you.
Nice. But you know what? I can't understand why they need a panic button. I'm like, surely you just, you know, grin and bear it for 20 minutes and you're done. Like, I just...
And apparently there's a relaxing tablet that you can get before an MRI.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll have one of them the next time. Anyway, from now on, I want you to use nothing but an Opinions Matter mug. You have no excuse.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so I can actually take those three home. Oh, yeah, I have four now. Actually, do you know what? I don't like numbers that aren't rounded off. Can I have one more to make it to five?
No, you cannot.
Please, I'm a bit OCD. A seven.
No.
A seven for a fiver on Monk Street.
No.
Yeah. They are cool cups, though.
They're brilliant.
Let's give reason people a reason to win one right now.
Hmm?
Let's give people a reason to win one right now.
What are you doing?
I don't know how they work.
What do you mean you don't know how they work?
It's fine, I'm after
figuring that closes and then you twist the lid off.
Oh, so if I do that, one, it won't come out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's class.
Then you twist the lid off.
Are they dishwasher friendly?
Yeah, and microwave friendly.
Not microwave?
Yeah.
Who microwaves? Like, what kind of scumbag?
No, well, I
arsehole.
Make... I make my coffee in the morning. I fill it half full with milk. Yeah. And I make a lovely milky coffee for myself before I go to work. In that. Yeah. And if you don't stop messing with it and breaking it...
I'm very agitated.
You really are.
I like 20 there, minutes today there. In an MRI, so I have a lot of heat up, pent up energy to get rid of here.
Jesus Christ.
Gonna be a long hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Are we ready to get on with this show?
But what were you talking?
Huh? What's wrong? I saw Ken.
What?
That's a bit weird.
What is that?
I saw Katie in the normal shop in town buying dog food. What the fuck does that message mean?
I was probably buying cat food, so get it right if you're going to stock right. What is this?
Were you in a shop in town buying dog food?
I was in town a while ago and I bought food for my kitten. What is going on here?
Can I ask you one more question? Can you just turn your hand over, please? Turn it over. What the fuck is up with your hand?
I was messing with the pen. I have a habit. Anybody, it drives Jeremy mad.
Katie's hand, the palm of Katie's hand. She's like a 2-year-old child.
I pen on it because anybody who knows me or knows has listened to the podcast before knows this drives Jeremy mad, and I have a habit of doing it.
Yeah, it drives me mad as well.
Oh, does it drive you?
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry. This person who said they saw me in town. And more importantly, can we differentiate, please, between what's a normal shop?
So this message just came in on our WhatsApp and it says, I saw Katie in the normal shop in town buying dog food.
What's a normal shop?
But you don't even have a dog.
And who is this person and why are they seeing me in the shop? Oh, wait, hang on, they're writing back. Now I'm invested in this. Okay. Oh, I have a picture. Let me check.
Oh.
No, this isn't funny.
This is leading us into today's topic.
No, are you messing?
What do you mean am I messing?
Have you set this up?
No, how would I set it up?
Let's see what this freak's name is. Sean.
How are you, Sean?
Sean.
I saw Katie in the normal shop in town buying dog food. Next message. I may have a picture. Let me check.
I don't know what's more disturbing. The fact he has to check because he doesn't know if he has a picture or not. Or what the...
Okay.
Oh, it's the name of a shop. The normal shop. Let's see this. I don't remember going into the normal shop.
I've never heard of the normal shop. Normal. Oh, it is a shop, yeah.
The Alexander. I haven't been in there. I may have a picture.
How weird.
Do you know what was so weird, right? Over Christmas. It's so weird when you... You're obviously used to it. And Freddy Krueger here fucking watching the podcast might know a thing or two about this. But... what's really weird is when you're out and people are like, hi, and they know you from the podcast and you don't know who they are. That's weird. Just over the Christmas break, I went out with a couple of friends around my local area and this girl was looking at me funny when we came in. And one of my friends says to me, he's like, that girl's looking at you funny. And I was like, at me? She was like, yeah, she was staring at you when you walked in. So I was like, right, okay. So I went up to the bar to order a round of drinks and the girl comes over to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden... three of my friends walk over and they're like, right, something's going on here because like they already said that this person had been looking at me. So they kind of walked over just to be like, do you want a hand with you? But she came over and she was like, are you from the podcast? listens to the podcast, never called in. She promised me she would. Her name was Kira, I think. I think it was Kira. Kira or Sarah. But she never rang. It's mad, isn't it?
I have something else I want to get off my chest.
What?
This bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, no.
Okay. And it bugs the shit out of me with my missus as well. So I want to put on the camera here, put on the front camera here, okay? I want to show our listeners something that really, I know I have this argument with my wife regularly.
Do not put my face on that camera.
No, no, I'm not.
I will never talk to you again.
It's nothing to do with your face. No, 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 no. It's worse than that. It is worse than that. Ladies and gentlemen, have a look at the lipstick on that coffee mug. Look, what the absolute, seriously. Are you, when you're out drinking, and you're having a glass of wine or something in a restaurant, or yeah?
It's a sign of femininity.
Do you leave that lipstick shite on your... On a wine glass?
What's wrong with it?
It's horrendous. Look!
It's called Captive Red. And it's actually
I don't care what it is.
Thank you very
There's
much.
There's nothing captivating about it.
Okay, well, I'll come in tomorrow. Actually, do you know what? I'll come in the next time we're doing the podcast with no makeup, and then you can deal with all the trauma that's caused. Okay? Asshole. Let's get on with the topic. Yeah,
let's get on with the topic. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter. Oh, Jesus.
Who is this person that has a picture of me in the normal shop?
So,
no, 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 no. People are freaks.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. Somebody's after sending in a Photoshop of picture of Katie holding.
Jesus Christ. I look like I've had. Although I'd take the cheekbones now, to be fair. But what's going on here with my boobs? It's like four of them.
Oh, they're down around your belly button.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Hello, everybody. How are we today? It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
That's much better.
Much better than what?
You sound lively. I'd let you do my eulogy for my funeral.
Oh, let me at it. Oh, let me at it.
Oh, God.
I'd love to do the eulogy at your funeral, Jeremy.
No, that is not going to happen.
Why?
Because I will... outlive you, clearly. I'm 20 years younger than you. I'm young enough to be your son.
You're 20 years younger than me, young enough to be my son.
Well, I am young enough to be your son.
What, if I had a child when I was seven, maybe?
There's more than 7 years between us. Look at the state here.
No, there's nothing wrong with the state of me.
Look at the absolute...
Look at the head in you.
Look at the... Are we going to sit here talking about the hack of each other?
Yeah, well, you're in more of a hack than me. Anyway, good afternoon,
everybody.
I'd
be terrified, though, of my eulogy.
Why?
Of what someone would say. Now, all joking aside, I don't want you to do my eulogy.
Ah, let me. Will you pick me? Pick me, please. I'd love to.
Really? What would you say?
And what wouldn't I say?
The one thing I'm not a fan of funerals.
No, I'm not myself. Who is?
I don't like
funerals. Can you find me one person who loves funerals?
Yes.
Who?
So, when my dad was laid to rest, God rest him.
God rest him indeed, yeah.
No, he wasn't laid to rest. The bit before he was laid to rest. The bit in the church.
The funeral?
The funeral, that. But no, the funeral's the whole day.
No, the funeral is actually the service in the church.
No, the funeral is in four stages, Adrian. So there's the driving the car around where you used to grow up.
By the way,
can I just say, if they drive the car around where Adrian used to grow up, they literally, Massey's will end up with a stolen car. They literally robbed the Harrison Valley
brand. There's nothing wrong with the estate I grew up in.
Oh, there
is. No, au contraire, monsieur.
Oh, it is an estate.
Yeah.
So if Adrian does die, Massey's, and his wife rings you to say, although she'd probably go for Fannigan's, would she? Is she a Massey's or a Fannigan's?
Why, is that all there is?
That's not the only ones I can think of. Massey's, Fannigan's.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Those bastards have the market corner. That's literally all there is.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, I'm saying to you, your wife, if Adrian does pass away, and it's looking quite bad at the moment.
She's not feeling great.
No, you look like awful. Do not tell the Harris to drive by Adrian's childhood home, because literally the car be bricked out of it. Anyway, there's four stages of a funeral. There's the driving.
There is four stages of a funeral, all right.
Yeah,
and you didn't want that to happen. You didn't want her joining us.
Yeah. There's the drive in the car by the house where you used to grow up, which is ridiculous. You're dead.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're going to look up at your coffin and go, there's number 20. There's number 15.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up. Then there's the actual mass funeral, the one in the church.
Yeah.
And then there's the after thing.
Yeah, but you're not invited to. You're the one they're celebrating. You're not even there.
No, you're not even there. That's the soup and sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then, there's another one called Donovan's.
In Sallynoggin, yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they in Sallynoggin?
Just up opposite the church there.
And then there's the thing afterwards where the sandwiches are gone and you have a few drinks and you sing songs that the person who died with the lights so on.
Again, you're not invited to that bit either.
At my thing, it'd be all Phil Collins back catalogue, a few Genesis songs.
That'd make people want to die. That would make people at your funeral want to be dead.
But anyway, when my dad was laid to rest, yes, the funeral part of it,
yeah.
We were in the church, and it's quite a small church. Do you know the church I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't. Why are you saying yeah?
You
literally don't know what church the funeral was in.
I just want you to get on with it.
Oh, sorry, it's been taking a bit long.
Yeah. So,
anyway, during the ceremony...
In the small church?
The family sit together.
Yeah.
And there was people in the church that we didn't know. And I turned around to my sister at one stage and said, you know the way you talk when you don't want to move your lips. She says, I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, so you had to shout out, who's that sitting down there?
Said, who are those four people that are at Dad's funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she says, hang on, I'll turn around. She turns around.
Makes it very obvious.
By the way, the worst thing you can ever say to a person is don't turn around.
Don't turn around. I'm the worst for that.
Yeah.
My wife says, don't look now. And I immediately look now. Yep.
One of my favourite songs of the noughties.
Don't look now.
No, don't turn around if you want to see me, whatever, naked.
Anyway, so there were strangers at your dad's funeral.
There were four people at my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of us knew who they were. My mum didn't know. None of the family knew who these four people were, yeah? And that was grand. And we said, oh, maybe they're just, you know, there's such a thing as funeral goers.
Yeah.
We just go to funerals.
What, professional funeral goers?
Yeah, like professional house viewers. You know those people who go viewing houses on a Saturday?
What, just for the hell of it?
Oh, they do.
Who does that?
Oh, yeah, I know someone that does that.
What do we do today, honey? Will we go out for dinner or will we go looking at houses?
Someone with a very similar name to you would do that. Someone we know that has the name Kennedy as well, not related to you, would be a house viewer. That
really?
Known. Yeah. All day.
And what did she say to him?
All day Saturday, going around.
When she went around viewing, what did she say to him?
This is a lovely house. Well, have you any intention of buying it? No, don't want to buy it.
That's a bit weird.
Anyway, the four people that were at the funeral, as I said, we asked all the family, do you know who they are?
Nobody knew.
So we thought they were just professional funeral goers. Then, when it got to the sad bit in the funeral, there's a happy bit and there's a sad bit.
Yeah.
So the happy bit was the eulogy. Aha, da, he was an awful bollocks. I'm yeah, lad. He was some bollocks he was.
You didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. We'll come back to that.
Oh, no, we'll deal with that right now.
No, we'll come back to that. I know he wasn't a bollocks, but it was just as a joke. Ha, Dad, let me tell you about it. He was some bollocks. So anyway...
Sorry, whoa.
After that bit...
Did you use bad language in the eulogy to your father?
Did I? Fuck. Anyway, after that, yeah, comes the sad bit where they say, we will now take your father to his final resting place.
Yeah. It is a bit sad, yeah.
Yeah, the final resting place. Mm-hmm. And I turned around to these four people who were at the front pew.
Pews. At the front?
The front at the side. There's pews at the side and pews at the back. Where do you like your pews?
So go on, you said to these people.
And the four people, yeah, when I turned around to, because you know they carry the coffin on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you even carry your mother's coffin?
No, we didn't carry my mother's coffin, no.
Why didn't you carry your coffin?
We just didn't.
You lazy fuck.
What?
Who carried it? You got the Massies to carry it.
No, they wheeled her in.
Oh, sorry. Adrian went for the budget funeral for his mother.
Come on, anyway, will you? Get on with the
and
story.
As I'm carrying the coffin by these four people, I look back over my shoulder, pretty much, and I'm looking back over my shoulder, and the four people are inconsolable in tears. I'm like, okay, this is weird. First of all, they came to this funeral.
Nobody knows who they are.
Nobody knows who they are. And secondly, they're very, very upset at
the passing of your dad.
At the passing of a man who they do not know. Isn't that very weird?
Did you find out the background then?
I was carrying the... Let the coffin drop.
You brought the coffin. You put it in the back of the hearse.
By the way, can I just say, guys, if you are buying a coffin this week, and this isn't an ad for coffins, by the way. If you are buying a coffin this week, wicker.
That's the way to go, yeah. I agree.
Wicker is your only man.
Yep.
Those heavy things with the...
Nah.
Who wants brass handles?
No, nobody does.
No.
Wicker is the way to go. I agree.
If I die, can you request from my wife that wicker?
No, I'd sooner request that I do your eulogy. What a fucking bollocks that fella was.
Well, that's what I said. Ah, oh, my dad, he was some bollocks.
Well, no, I actually, did you actually say those words?
Yeah, why?
In a church?
Yeah.
You cursed?
Yeah.
In your eulogy, you cursed?
Yeah. So what's wrong with cursing in the eulogy?
Well, you're in the church for starters.
Yeah.
I find that weird. Well, I find that very weird.
But it was part of the speech.
But what are the bad language you use?
I said, my dad loved life. He gave zero fucks.
Does the priest not have an issue with this?
Well, an issue with my dad giving zero fucks. But he wasn't. You know my dad. He was an easygoing man, wasn't
he? Yeah,
he
gave zero fucks, all right. But I don't think...
Like, if you gave my dad a box of fucks...
He'd give you zero of them.
He wouldn't give you one. You could literally arrive to my dad with a suitcase and you go, what's in there, Adrian? And you go, a bag of fucks.
Yeah.
And you'd open up the suitcase.
I want zero of them.
And you'd say, but they're free. They're free. I don't want a fuck. I couldn't give you one.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But why did you actually say zero fucks in your speech?
But does anybody have a problem with that, with bad language in a eulogy? What's the issue with...
Firstly, you're in a church. That's my main issue.
Yeah, but a eulogy should be a... But he didn't give... he didn't give zero fucks.
But why did you have to say it like that?
What other ways are to say it?
Could you not just say he was really chilled?
No.
He couldn't have cared less.
No, because when I wrote... I'm hired part-time as a speechwriter for a lot of best men for
You've
the wedding.
You've never a speech in your life.
Literally, I write speeches.
You got ChatGPT to write your wedding speech. It was the first thing it ever did.
ChatGPT wasn't even around when I got married. So I wrote my wedding speech was in Spanish. The whole thing was in Spanish.
Well, come on, tell me what it was.
It was an ode.
Te amo. Is that all you said?
It was an ode to my wife-to-be. It was in Spanish. The whole thing was in Spanish. Muchas gracias. Hey, Papa, muchas gracias, Papa. That's the priest.
Yeah. So, thanks, Papa.
Padre. Yeah, Padre.
Come on, what else does the speech contain?
And the bus arrive at Lanzarote in...
You're speaking English.
Dos horas.
But you're speaking in English.
And then I gave out the menu in Spanish. Paella.
But why would you possibly read the menu in your speech?
Because I was telling people...
Why would you do that?
Paella.
So in English,
hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, father, welcome along. Now, let me tell you what's in the menu today.
Oh, no, we did that during,
that was all part of the
patata bravas. That was all part of the wedding
You're
speech.
You're a fucking weirdo.
No, I'm not.
Right, that's what I'm going to say in your eulogy. No. It's okay for me to curse at your eulogy. I'm going to say you were a fucking
How
weirdo.
How many fucks could my dad give?
Zero fucks. Yeah, he couldn't tell me to get that.
If the priest had an issue with it, he said nothing. He didn't say anything during the thing. It was in fact, people, here's the thing. My eulogy, and there's not many people that can say this, it's very rare, my eulogy got a round of applause in the church. No eulogy ever gets a round of applause.
Well, most of them do.
No, they don't.
They actually do.
I've never been at a funeral where... Sorry, so hang on. Before the priest says, let's bring you to your place of rest, no, that's never happened. I've never been at a funeral where my eulogy hit on everything. There's a bit of humour in there. Bit of humour. Might have some bollocks, let me tell you. Some bollocks.
That was the humour, was it? That was the funny part. Jeez.
But honestly, when I finished saying all the things, and literally, there was one person.
That sounds...
It was literally the priest clapping, saying, thank...
Get off the fucking stage.
No, the priest didn't curse. The priest didn't curse. Thank fuck, that's all over.
Cursing at a funeral eulogy is highly inappropriate.
Says you.
Says me, I've just said it.
Oh, Michael Saunders, or Sanders, is it Sanders or Saunders?
It was Captain Sanders.
Yeah, says, you're an atheist, Jeremy, why were you at the funeral? But I wasn't going to blacklist my dad's funeral because I'm an atheist. And I tell you, thank God I was at that funeral.
Why?
See, that's the jokes that are in the eulogy. Thank God I'm an atheist.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I'm just trying to do maths here because I found out literally 10 minutes ago that a very famous political figure went to a school beside the school I went to.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So a very famous political figure went to school. You know, when you go to school, there's always a... I went to an all-boys school.
I did myself. Yeah. Well, an all-boys secondary.
Yeah, which I won't be having for my son because it made me very... A lot of you will find this very hard to believe.
I know, they probably will find it easy to believe.
But I wasn't always a hit with women. I was actually quite shy around women back in the early days.
The only reason you ever got married is because you met your now wife in a dark room and she didn't know what you looked like.
So you meet someone in a dark room?
You did. It was dark and dingy.
Dingy room.
It was a dark, dingy room.
I met her in Tramco for
Yeah, it was dark.
Sake.
It was dark. The lights were off.
Tramco? Have you ever been to Tramco?
Well, here, the 1990s is on the phone for you.
No, Tramco's noughties. It wasn't a dark... You're making it that I met her in a brothel or something like that.
Come here, I have a quick question to ask you, yeah?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to show you...
It's an audio podcast.
I know, but this is for... It's an audio. This will all make sense, because I'll put a photograph up with it. Here's a photograph of my little grandson.
Ah, look at him.
Do
you have permission, by the way, to...
It's grand. Anyway, look at the little outfit he's wearing.
If you listen to...
For
audio, explain it for audio purposes.
Okay, he's wearing a little teddy bear outfit, yeah?
Yeah, he looks
and
lovely.
And it's cute and it's cuddly and it's fluffy and everything else. Why are you wearing the exact same outfit?
He gets his jeans from your daughter's mother's side.
What?
That's very, very abundantly obvious.
What?
He gets the jeans from...
From where?
I can't say the surname.
What are you talking about?
He gets his jeans from...
The other half of the family?
Yeah, your ex-wife's half.
The cheek of you.
Oh, no, it's so true.
Anyway, I want to know why you're wearing a cuddly little outfit like my grandson.
I am, I'm wearing...
That's hideous looking.
It's a fleece top.
It's fucking horrible.
No need to curse, but...
It is, though.
I'm wearing a fleece
and
top.
I'm going to be making phone calls to Mr. Adidas. I can't believe they wear that. Or they make that. It's horrendous looking.
They're very, very expensive, though.
It's horrendous
So I'm wearing a fleece Adidas sort of hoodie top.
Yeah, the exact same as my six-month-old grandson. Yep, look, the exact same. It literally is the same.
Would you want to give me a hug?
Because as soon as she walks in, I went, oh, my grandson is one of them.
I'm surprised you haven't seen him in 6 months. You haven't seen him
Saturday.
No, you didn't. According to your daughter.
According to my daughter,
the last time you saw your grandson was Halloween.
That's not true.
Disgrace.
It's on Saturday.
An absent grandfather. There's nothing worse. No, anyway.
Stop making up stories.
Sorry, guys. Political gossip. Do you want some political gossip?
This isn't real gossip.
Oh, it is gossip. So, I discovered this morning, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. that Mary Lou McDonald, as you know, I'm a big Sinn Féiner.
You can't stand them.
Oh, no. How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
Oh, is it? That's the political revelation. No, Jeremy's a Shinner.
No, I'd be, one day I'd be FG.
Yeah.
And then I'd be SF. I mix between SF and FG. It depends who's buying me the drinks in the doll bar, really. So if the person buying me drinks in the doll bar is SF, Chuck Yarla! Yeah. And if someone in the doll bar from Fine Gael is buying me drinks.
Yeah.
Come on, Simon! Come on, Harris, you old bollocks, you! So I have many political, I have big contacts in the political world.
You know one TD in the Dáil, you fool of a man.
Five TDs. Five TDs.
They don't speak very highly of you, can I just say.
Well, what are they saying about me? What?
I'd keep it to myself.
Well, they wouldn't say anything bad.
Bad, they would.
You can when you're a politician, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to be politically correct. That's where the expression came. That's why I couldn't be a politician.
No, I know.
Because I couldn't be politically correct.
But they do speak off the record, and I've spoken to many of them, and they say, can't stand that prick.
Did they say this during Dáil time? Like?
No. OTR. Off the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does the camcorder feel about me? What's his name?
The camcorder?
What's his name?
Well, firstly, it's not a him.
Yeah?
The current camcorder is not a him.
Jeez, they're giving that gig to women now. Fucking disgrace. Okay, better get on to my TD friends.
Do you not know who the camcorder is?
No. Don't know. Don't care.
Shame on you.
Anyway, lads, I found out that Mary Lou McDonald.
Yeah.
Went to my neighbouring school. I did not know that. She went to Notre Dame school.
She did.
And I went to De La Salle school.
Correct.
What do you think, correct? You didn't know me then.
Well, I know what school you went to.
In fact, I was in the same class as... Trish! 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 You didn't speak like that when you went to my school, let me tell you. Trish!
Are you talking about the posh bloke?
Tom Vaughan was in my...
Posh.
He was the poshest.
How did you turn out the way you turned out?
Bad breeding. Bad genes.
There's Tom Von Lawler. Hello, Tom.
I went to school with...
And there's Jeremy. How are you? I'm Jeremy.
I went to school where we used to call him TVL back in school.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
TVL.
I'm going to be playing the character of Nidge in the future.
And when I remember watching the first episode of Love, Hate.
Yeah.
And... I'm like, that's Tom. No, he's bald. He wasn't bald when he was in school, because that would be stupid if he was bald in school.
He's not bald as such. He's not bald now.
No, he was in Love, Hate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I recognise that fella. I used to cog me homework off him, because I did a lot of cogging of homework And I wasn't very, you'll find this hard to believe as well, guys, but I wasn't very academically.
Nobody finds that hard to believe.
I wasn't very academically inclined when I was in, I was a bit stupid, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what they call me? Dean Friedman, isn't it?
What?
Lucky Stars.
What?
That's what they call me, Dean Friedman, Lucky Stars, because literally...
You can count your lucky stars.
I literally wake up every day and I go, how have I become a celebrity and successful because I was stupid in school? Anyway, the school I went to, yeah?
Yeah.
With TVL. Nidge!
Trish! Hello, I'm Tom Von Law.
What was it he said? I'll fucking spray paint your face with fucking acid, you cunt. That's what he said. No, in Love Hate.
Oh, like, he didn't say that in school.
No, he never said that in school because he was playing the part.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Want to spray paint your face. Anyway, our neighbouring school. So when you were in secondary school, now a lot of you may not be able to relate to this because you left before secondary school.
It's so against the law to leave before secondary school.
Oh, not in certain...
Come on anyway, but you get on with your story.
So... You had
Mary Lou went to the school beside your school.
But our school discos used to be in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So, because we didn't have a big enough hall.
So are you telling me you got with Mary Lou?
I'm trying to work it out. So she would have been...
But according to you, you're only 15 or something like that.
15?
You say ridiculous age.
Okay, but let's not get into specifics
here. No, we can.
No, we don't need to get into specifics. But anyway... Our school discos used to be down in Notre Dame School.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Tom Von Lawler.
TVL? Yeah. Always a hit with the ladies was TVL.
Hello. Yes. It's ridiculously posh, that fella.
But don't hold it. We went to a posh school. I'm posh.
Okay, let me put this in context. Mary Lou is 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you always go on that there's like 55 years between us.
So, I kissed... girls, and I liked it.
No, I did. You didn't.
I literally did.
I'll tell you what you did. You went to the school disco, yeah? And then you went home and you were...
Oh, no, I did practice on the back of my hand.
Yeah, but that's all you got.
Yeah.
That is literally all you got.
I practiced on my mother's hand as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She used to teach me how to kiss. Jeremy, show you how to kiss.
How weird.
Yeah, I used to tongue my hand quite a bit, actually. Anyway... Is there a chance that myself and Mary Lou... She can't sue me over this because I'm only suggesting it. And I know she...
I would say she...
I know she's a happily married woman now. And myself and Mary Lou, actually, no, I've been... Let's just say I've been in Mary Lou's chamber.
Have you indeed?
Yes, I have. I've been in Mary Lou's chamber a couple of times. But...
Want to know, did you get off with Mary Lou McDonald?
We both went, I can't remember the years, so let's not get bogged down.
But no,
in
we
years.
Can get bogged no, down if you want.
I'll tell you what song was in the charts at the time.
Yeah,
remember
go on.
We used to always go to the disco.
Yeah.
And the song that was in the charts when I was going to secondary discos was, do you remember that one? You got the music in me, don't let go. You got the feeling with me, don't let go.
What the fuck song is that?
What? It was our big song when we went to secondary school discos. Don't let go. You got the music in me.
I have no idea what that song,
do know
well,
song.
Is.
Remember it starts off. Ding, 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 ding. What is it called? Is it the Rembrandts?
I have no idea.
So don't let go. Is that what it is?
Don't let go.
You got the music in me.
No.
Don't.
No. Anyway, I don't.
Sorry, the New Radicals. What was that song called?
You Get What You Give.
You Get What You Give. That was my big song when I was in secondary school. And I'm wondering if anybody listening, that's the song, yeah.
Really?
The New Radicals, yeah. What year?
But you weren't in school when that song was out, so I'm just wanting to...
I used to dance to it.
You actually weren't.
What year was it out?
It was out in 1998.
It's the year I did my Leaving Cert.
It's not.
It is.
It absolutely isn't. Prove we were it. In Ibiza doing radio shows that year.
So you brought a minor to Ibiza? Who are you? Ghislaine Maxwell? What the fuck? So you trafficked me to Ibiza when I was still in school?
Stop, Jesus. Somebody will actually hear that and believe
files.
It.
He's in the files. Redact his name.
Anyway, I don't think there's any chat. Can I tell you, if Mary Lou McDonald bumped into you as a teenager, yeah?
Now, Jean is saying, does Jeremy have the hots for Mary Lou? Yes, I actually do, Jean.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I love, the one thing that turns me on about a woman, yeah? The one thing is, I like a powerful woman.
And she's the leader of the opposition, so she's no power at all.
You say that to her face. You say that to her face.
I'm just
say
saying.
Say that to her face. But she's a lovely woman. As I said, I spent a bit of time in her chambers.
It's your own business.
What? So is there a chance that I snogged Mary Lou?
No, because she was about 10 when you were born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then we could have searched that before we had this discussion and saved literally 15 minutes of bollocks.
No, you were, let me see.
So you don't need to get into
specifics. I'll get into the specifics.
We don't need specifics.
I will tell you, you were...
So what song would she have been dancing?
She was 5 when you were born.
Oh, it's only 5 years between us.
Yeah, 5 years between us.
Oh, jeez, I've aged better than you, Mary Lou.
You wouldn't say that to her face.
Not in her chambers, I wouldn't. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, she's five years older than you.
She's a lovely, lovely woman.
You wouldn't say that to her face.
She's a lovely woman. No, she's a bit...
A bit what?
A bit of a feminist.
But obviously...
What do you mean, obviously?
Obviously.
But she's a lovely woman. So.
Many times, what are you looking for?
What?
What are you looking for from the woman?
Our six counties back. See, that's how you get in with Mary Lou. You talk like that. You talk like that. Why have they got better roads up the north, Mary Lou?
Well, they don't.
Oh, they do.
Our roads are 10 times...
You obviously haven't
been up the north anytime recently.
I've done a lot of driving up the north.
Yeah, the roads are shite up there.
No, they're not.
They're absolutely shite.
When you cross the border and
it gets worse.
The BP garage is on your left.
That's years ago that's gone.
The fireworks are on your right.
They're gone.
And the little hut where you can get your money changed.
Can I just say, you're talking about the 1980s, yeah?
Yeah.
And the roads literally haven't been touched since the 1980s up the north.
Oh,
they're horrendous.
Anthony's trying to shit on my story here. Sinn Féin are anti-EU, pro-Russian fools, Jeremy. Jesus, I'm just talking about snogging Mary Lou, for fuck's sake. Calm down.
Did you, though?
Calm down.
I doubt that happened. There's no... Here.
Have you seen a photograph of me when I was in school?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you it didn't happen. There is no way Mary Lou looked at you and went, oh, give us a snog. No.
In school, you used to snog everybody.
No, you didn't.
Ah, jeez, me and me mates used to snog each other for the hell if we
were. Yeah, you probably did.
I know we did.
That's because none of the women would look at you.
That's what we got up to in boys' school.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.